Ever wonder what tells the winners apart from the losers? And what does it really mean to be a winner? My name is Fred, and I'm a successful young entrepreneur passionate about sports, business, and mindset. If you are just like me and you want to crack the code to victory, the Winning Ways podcast is made for you.
Scared money makes no money, so let's bet $1,000 on a parlay and try to hit $100,000 and retire from our 9-to-5. That's what most people think when they're taking a parlay. They think that they're going to hit it, they picture themselves hitting it, and they convince themselves to take the parlay that ends up losing 99% of the time. Let's be real. How many parlays have you successfully hit? And how much are you up with parlays over the lifetime? My guess is, number one, you're not tracking your plays, so you don't know, and you're assuming that you're up because you won a big parlay. The reality is, parlays are for suckers, and Vegas knows this, and pros know this as well. Now, do I take parlays here and there? I do. On a Sunday, on a Saturday, when I'm up an X amount, a certain percentage of my bankroll, then I have some fun with it. Other than that, I'm only taking 1 to 2 straight bets a day in my niche, moneyline or spread. And every pro has their niche. Now, the question comes, why are all these people taking parlays? Why are all these accounts taking parlays and posting only about parlays? Guess why? Because it's attracting the weak-minded, the people that sees this as a hobby and sees this as a get-rich-quick scheme. Surprise, there's no way to get rich fast in this life, unless you hit the lottery. And even then, if you hit the lottery and you don't have the habits to grow and maintain your money, you're gonna lose it all. It's very important, if you're starting off sports betting, to not get obsessed over parlays, to develop a system on straight bets, moneyline spreads, or one type of bet that you know you're going to improve upon because you're good, because you're tracking, and because you're following certain strategies and rules. Parlays are just shooting for your shit. You're shooting for the sky, and you're trying to get rich quick, and the reality, it doesn't happen. Let me explain to you why pros do not take parlays. Pros are people that have grown their bankroll a significant amount over a period of time. They have a track record of success over years, not a week, not a month, not 1 year, over multiple years. Now, I think you can agree that the way most people grow successful businesses or successful bankrolls is by getting better every day, 1% better every day. That's what Michael Jordan did to get better. That's what Kobe did. That's what Tom Brady. And I'm going to correlate this with sports betting because the same discipline applies. You got to be looking to stay consistent and disciplined with the plays you're taking each day. You got to build the habit of being okay with increasing your bankroll by 1 to 3% every day. And sometimes you don't grow your bankroll each day because losses do happen. But on average, you're profiting each month. When you start building a system, then you can start predicting how much you're going to win each month. I've been doing this for 7 years, so I know I profit anywhere from 150 to 200 units a month on average. These past 2 months have been exceptional. I've tripled that. But on average, I know I profit 150 to 200 units each month. And I've grown that bankroll, and I know that because I'm taking 1 to 2 plays every single day without parlays, without trying to win big, without trying to get rich in one single day like most are. You can agree that the people that succeed in life win each day and take each day as getting better each day. Now, the people that are trying to get rich quick, forget about the long-term game. They're thinking about the short-term, and they don't have the discipline or the habit to really grow a bankroll. It's a different mindset, long-term versus short-term. Short-term mindsets never work in any investment. Long-term investments is where the wealth is created. So why do pros don't consider parlays as their ultimate way of betting and growing their bankroll? It's because they know that you don't get rich quick. It takes a very consistent, disciplined structure system to really profit long-term. And it's about less, not more. It's about taking 1 or 2 plays a day, not 3 to 5 with 2 parlays hoping to get rich quick. It all comes down to the same principle, discipline, long-term versus short-term. And you see it everywhere. All short-term thinkers typically lose because they don't have a long-term plan. My plan is 10 years out. It includes real estate, it includes wealth, it includes a fund. It's not just sports. Sports is just a piece of the pie. And that's how most investors see things. They see things long-term and they have a vision in place to get to that goal. And it doesn't start by getting rich quick right away. So pros don't see it because they know that to get rich and to build wealth, it's one day at a time, not 20% in one day. Number two, the reason why pros don't see parlays as the ultimate way of getting rich is because Parlays are for suckers. I think it's logical to admit and think about the fact that it's a lot harder to hit 2-3 plays in one day than one. That's why the odds differ, and that's why the odds are bigger when you have parlays, but the reality is it's a lot easier to hit one play a day with your system than trying to hit 3 or 4. That's just a matter of fact. If you correlate different industries, the best traders in the world are taking 3 to 4 trades a day. The best sports bettors in the world are taking 5 to 7 plays a day. A single straight bet, not parlays, not trying to hit the moon and get rich right away. That's the underlying principle that matters. Investors and pros see this long-term, not short-term. And they know parlays are for suckers. Now, when is the one time that pros, like myself, take parlays? Because the thumbnail you saw on the video is actually my parlay. A parlay I hit this past December. And I'm going to tell you the story brutally honestly. Because it was the wrong way to take a parlay. But it goes to show you how most people take parlays and why they get hooked on them. So every December I go to Vegas. My birthday is December 6th, so I like to celebrate my birthday at the Wynn, best hotel out there. Now, with that said, this trip around, I made a couple mistakes. I went with 2 friends and I started drinking a lot more and my rules went out the door. I didn't follow them and by the end of the Vegas trip, which was December 7th, 8th or 9th, I was down around $25,000. Give or take. Now, it's my birthday, so I wanted to extend the trip, and I went to a cabin in Arizona, very quiet, small town, and the losses continued. I was up, I was down, I was almost chasing like most of you do, chasing to get back to even, and thinking that once I hit even, I was gonna go up, trying to get rich and get it all back quick. That never works. Long term, it never works. It might work one time here and there out of 99, but in reality, it doesn't work. So I left Arizona. I was down, give or take, around 20, 25. I had made maybe 2 or 3,000, but nothing too significant. I was going up and then I was going down. I was winning and then I was giving it back. For some reason, on the way to Vegas, back to the airport, I decided to take one more parlay. I think I had $12,000 in the account, in the MGM account, and I took a parlay for, I believe, $3,000 to win 30-something thousand dollars. Didn't think much of it. I took it as a chase. I took it as a last-minute gamble to see if I can make it all back in one. Now, luckily for me, and obviously this doesn't excuse the fact that I didn't follow my rules, but the reality is I have a bigger bankroll than most of you, and I have a better financial situation than most of you. So $3,000 didn't affect me as much as it will affect somebody else. That might be their last $3,000 trying to chase. I've built my bankroll so I can suffer from these mistakes if I do lose. Most of you can't. So that's why I'm highlighting this point. The parlay ended up hitting. It did hit. I made my money back and I was happy. I made all my money back in one play, that feeling, that chase, parlays. But in that single moment, I realized why people are so obsessed with parlays. And it's because you get rich really quick. You get a big hit. It's a big dopamine hit. It's like you just won the world, especially if that was probably one of my biggest parlays hitting. I was down the whole week and I made it all back in one play. Now, guess what happened after that? I come back home, I broke even, but I know I chased and my rules are out of place because now this parlay just hit and I was like, man, maybe I can try it and it could continue hitting. Long story short, I ended up using the money I made from the parlay in the next 2 weeks because I completely strayed off my rules and I started chasing a little bit more. I started betting more than I should have. I was starting to think of this game as a short-term game because it was NFL playoffs, because it was college football. Football's the most exciting time of the year, and those times are typically the most dangerous because we're so hooked to it that our emotions are involved and our intellect goes down. So we start taking more plays because we think they're gonna hit, because our friends are watching, because fantasy, and then next thing you know, you're really losing because you have no rules, you have no system, and you're betting with your emotions. I hope that story highlights how parlays really don't help you win long-term. If you do hit one, the reality is, as humans, our emotions get involved and we try to double down and we try to take more parlays to see if we can hit more like those. And the reality is we tend to not hit most of those. I've been tracking my parlays for about 7 years and I know for a fact they don't profit long-term. My win percentage on them are low, my profit is not good with them, and I guarantee you that if you track your parlays in place, you'll start noticing how parlays really affect you negatively. If you don't track your bets, I highly recommend you track your bets. On the link below, I track my free pro tracker I've been using for 7 years. It's one of the best in the industry. It tracks every little detail, and it's going to show you what you're good at and what you're bad at, so you start profiting more in this industry, which is important. The first step is tracking, knowing what you're good at. So if you're really looking to take this industry and profession correctly, go ahead and download that free tracker. And if you, for some reason, are looking for somebody to tail picks from, I also attached my free Telegram where we're 6-0 over our last 6 plays in the last 2 weeks. I post a free play once or twice every 3 days. And the whole point is for you to profit and grow your bankroll so you can join the VIP package. I also run a page called @AFSports. It's all on the description. We're on a 46-4 system play run on our MLB system plays this season. It's a 2-game system. Being very transparent with that right now. They're 46-4 over the last 50 and 155-21 over the last 5 years. Don't believe me? DM me and I can show you everything. I have everything tracked. I have tickets. I have the Telegram and Discord with timestamps. You name it. I'm one of the few that actually does this legitimately and profit long-term for their clients. You'll see some of my clients liking this or commenting. Message them or message them on Instagram because we're legit. I'm legit. I've been doing this for 7 years. And now my goal is to show you guys how to do this correctly for free with free trainings like this one, explaining to you guys how parlays aren't really the way to get rich quick in this industry. It's about discipline and having a system. But a lot of you guys are stuck in that mindset that parlays, 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 and hopefully I'll get rich. And that's never going to work. So guys, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it. That's the only way I grow the show. As you can see, I don't stop for ads. I don't have an ads popping up at any corner or promoting a brand because I find that fucking annoying when I'm watching a show or a video or a podcast and it gets interrupted with ads. I could run ads with casinos and other things, but I don't. So if you do find this valuable, please share it. That's the only way this channel is going to grow. That's the way value exchange works. With that said, guys, I hope you enjoyed this parlays episode, and I'll catch you guys next time.